tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Get it, Tony.
You gotta shake that hair. I'm helping because you know we about to move to a new studio, so that was some help. Just helping out.
A little construction.
Right. Well, welcome to a wonderful Sunday afternoon recap of Bring It. I'm like, what am I talking about?
You're talking about Bring It?
Right.
Life.
On Lifetime. I missed you guys. Happy Sunday. I hope you guys had a great week. This is Saturday Night Fights, Season 2, Episode 20, also known as Saturday Night Lights. So this week was pretty interesting, I should say. I really like the whole vibe of performing on a football field. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's appropriate for these girls, and it's surprising that they've never danced on a football field before.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially like majorette dancing and all of that is customary to colleges and stuff. Like my grandma went to Grambling, and she was a majorette at Grambling, and she was in she was a majorette, so she like danced and did all of that. Welcome, Robin.
It's good to be here.
Hi.
How you know your mic wasn't plugged in?
You know what though? On blast like that. We gonna blast like that?
I figured
she
they saw
knew.
It.
She knew. She was just waiting for the producers to get their life.
Let them know.
Right.
Speak English. Okay. English speaks.
Tony, you ain't ready for life.
Y'all,
you better get your life.
You better get your life on Lifetime.
On Lifetime.
Look, don't make me be like Miss Diana, how she
don't
was.
Please,
how she
don't please.
Don't you put your hand.
No, don't you put. No, listen, you know what I can't take? No. When people do this. No,
you know what?
Doing
you
stuff
know
like
what,
that.
Tony?
Don't put your hand in my face.
Buzz you later, Tony. So, the girls open up this episode, as we saw. They're practicing on the field. It's really wide. We have the VMAs going off right now, but
sorry.
That's okay.
My bad. I was trying to retweet that we're live now.
Right. We're live.
There we go. Retweet it so that folks know that we on here live.
We live.
On Lifetime.
On Lifetime. Or AfterBuzz TV. So, this week the girls are performing in Field Show, which is very appropriate, and Stand Battle. They are performing, or the Field Show, to break it down, it's a lot of formation changes, high pace energy, and visually eclectic.
Yes. It has to be when it's on a field.
Yeah, because you know what? I performed on a field one time before. It was one of the best experiences of my life. I was in a drill team.
Oh. Okay.
And
Five, six, seven.
Hey.
Get it. I wasn't expecting her to be ready.
Right.
She called me off guard.
I'm always ready.
You got to be ready to get ready if you got to get ready to get.
Got. So but it's interesting because Miss Diana is absolutely right. Like, there are those lines, the 40-yard line and, you know, 30-yard, whatever it is that you have to get to. It's just so much bigger. So yeah. I was like excited for the girls because this is new, but they had to bring their game up.
Yeah. Well, being in a marching band when I was all in high school, all throughout high school, yeah, that's a hike when you're trying to get from 1 yard line to the other.
Yes.
We used to have to jazz run. If you guys don't know what that is, that's when we literally had to, like, if we were here and we had to be here, we had to hook like height. Yes. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like we had to
so
like, get
exercise.
To it.
It's exercise.
It really is.
And everything
yeah.
is magnified too, because think about it. People are on the stands and just, it may feel crazy. Like I gotta
like
get there.
Like you're leaping.
Yeah. But it makes for a good show. And so it's, you know.
And I think it's probably harder if you, correct me if I'm wrong, but seeing it from, you know, the stands and then trying to do it yourself on the ground, you can't see yourself, nor can you see your partner. And if they fall behind, then they're not on their line. Then you guys fall off and stuff like that. So it's like very technical, right?
Yes,
it is.
But there are tricks. Mm-hmm. You know, we were always taught to look peripherally. So
okay.
like right now I can tell that I'm in line with Robin, but like I'm still looking ahead and still performing, you know, ahead.
Okay.
So you had to know, you know, in these what we call pictures, like where you should be in relation to everyone else to make that picture, because up in the stands, you know, you see that formation. I couldn't tell you what formations we were making.
Right.
Until,
that's what I'm
like,
saying.
I saw and I'd be like, oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's cute.
Yeah. And it's super interesting, especially like we see now a lot of the halftime shows that are like over the top
for the football season
and the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And they have all those lights and they're creating like shapes and animals
and words. Yes.
And
yeah.
it's like, oh my gosh, like how much practice does this take?
Yeah. But you know what? That's why we have to give them so much respect, because you know, they make it look so easy, but it's very technical.
It's
and
very technical.
So I just give them props.
Yeah.
So the girls,
of course
they weren't making formations in such a like a grand way, but you know, they still had to do their thing. So, you know, I thought they brought it this
week. Yeah, they
week.
Did. And big ups to the Secret Weapon this week. They had a 200-person marching band.
Mm-hmm.
The MAAB, Mississippi Alumni Association band.
I thought one of two things.
Hmm.
One, who paid for it? Or two, who had the hookup?
I thought the same thing. And which was weird, which we can get into later. You would think, since Miss Diana has a lot of ties with Jackson State and those, the main guy's her mentor, and then he ends up dancing with the LCDC team.
Hmm.
Who?
Didn't she mention the guy that's a coach or majorette leader or the baton guy? When we interviewed her, that was like her mentor and someone she looked up to.
Was it that same guy though?
I think so. The name sounded familiar.
Okay,
and
well, we gotta do some research.
And he twirls and does all that for Jackson State, and that's the school she went to.
I don't know.
IDK.
Interesting.
I really wish that she could have called in today, because I got points.
Well, we'll ask her.
So, Miss Diana, next week, for sure.
Right. Let us know. Do you know that man? Does that man know you?
Because we waiting on you at the dough light.
So, the LCDC is competing this week. Ladies of Sparkle,
oh,
Royale Dance Team.
Oh,
what do you, wait.
These names.
Yes.
Ladies of Perpetuous Opulence.
We should have our own competition and come up with our top five names, and then we all have them and we all bring them, and then maybe some team out there picks it up and then we get a check.
And then we get a check. And then we deposit. And then wait. When we get that check, we're going to deposit that check.
Deposit that.
And
we're going to
cash it.
Y'all just trying to figure out how to get that check.
Hey,
of
Lifetime,
course.
They dishing it out. I mean, why not pick it up?
Right. They just picked up the Miami.
Yeah, so why not
why
get
can't
a
they
check
do
at
LA? We
Tony?
Need a check in LA, Tony.
Y'all better fix them nets. I know that.
Y'all better fix them nets.
Are starting to look a little long.
No, we're starting to look a little long.
Y'all better fix them nets.
Miss Diana taught us how to roll our necklace.
Well, guess what? Miss Diana ain't here. Y'all better fix them nets. Hashtag fix them nets.
Tony sound like somebody auntie,
right? Fix your neck.
Fix them nets.
That's one of those moments where like your old aunt like blacked out for a second. Was like, I know there ain't an issue with your neck. You better fix that neck before you talk to me.
You That's need to get a checkup on that neck.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't, you're going to need a checkup on that neck in a minute.
Right.
Keep playing with me.
Speaking of necks and rowdy, the LCDC are known as...
Team Too Much.
Mainly their coach.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Coach McCoy. And
Coach Too Much.
Right. Miss Diana expressed them as rowdy, mouthy, energetic, and a very driven coach. Mr. McCoy said his style of dance is very street and stand battle-ish. And so he's just coming to win and beat the dolls and all, And they're not going to be number one after this. And like, come on, let's be realistic now. They have a show. They're number one for a reason. You're not going to make them non-existent.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, come
on. If anything, you being put on right now.
Exactly.
Way too much. Because I ain't heard of you beforehand.
Ever.
I mean, that's such a great point. Mm-hmm. They're being put on the map by this show and by Miss Diana and the Dancing Doll. So let's get that straight.
Which is why I feel like some of the stuff that happened in this episode
was contrived.
Because they was trying to get their 15 minutes.
Exactly. So let's get into the 15-minute drama with the parents. We have Tina, which is Kayla's mother. She had Kayla when she was 18. She's expressed that a lot. It's been it's been a challenge with raising a daughter, and she's still learning and she's still young. So they're kind of like in the same kind of mindset at certain points. Mm-hmm. And, then we have Nashumba, which is whatever her name is, Michaela's mom or I don't know.
Jalen's mom.
Jalen's mom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they get into it, which was completely unnecessary, and I mean, that's just my opinion.
Yes, it was. I'm offended. So as you can see by my face, I'm offended.
Were you?
Yeah.
Why?
I was ready to jump through the television.
Why? Tell me.
Because Nashumba is doing way too much.
What does she do?
My tone is like, you ever see me get bucked like this? This means I'm for real.
Because you have children.
Because I have children, right. And I'm a mom, and I'm like, who are you to get all up in their business and tell Tina that she's wrong? Okay. Like, she told her that she's wrong.
Yeah, you are wrong.
Yeah, like, to not push her to make her go to college. Because, listen, from my own experience, I needed time. After I graduated from high school, I stayed out of school for 2 years before I decided to go to college. I needed that 2 years because when I was ready, I went for it. Like, I just went hard when I went back to school. So I needed that for me. I needed to experience real life. You can't tell. Everybody has their own journey. So for her to sit there and just literally say, you're wrong for not making your child, like, what are we talking about here? Right. Am I in the Twilight Zone?
Right.
My kid? You're going to tell me I'm, you know, okay. So that's my bad.
And to me, we've never heard her say anything this whole season so far.
Right.
So for me, it was a little bit like, where did you come from? And are they making you guys argue this way? Because it didn't seem like her character to say, you're wrong for not, like, what parent in their right mind who has a child would say, you're wrong for not sending your child to college?
Well, I think maybe they were trying to help her get a little bit of shine and get her 15 minutes. I don't know. Somebody else could have, if they needed to start a fight, somebody else could have started it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I just think it was just whack. And it was like, Nashumba, where did you come from?
Nashumba,
you should go sit down.
But I think they had nothing else to argue about. Yeah. And the parents have to have their shine every episode.
Yeah.
And that's what they told them. Argue about Kayla going to college. Because when she finally said, oh, well, Tina, I need to talk to you about this, you know, forget what I said about Kayla not going. We'll just agree to disagree.
Exactly.
You just let her make her own decision. So you're still telling me what to do.
Yeah. But you see how even that, like, if that was real, I mean, I'm not saying that that moment wasn't real, but if that were a real organic type of situation, we're not going to be at the competition like, you know, so let's talk about that moment. We're okay now.
Yeah.
And let's just agree to disagree. No, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Lady, you're going to be over there forever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I just thought it was really contrived, that whole situation.
Well, I just believe the children are our future. And if you teach them well and let them lead the way and show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Right.
Give them a sense
of pride.
Make it easier. Let the cheer and laughter remind us.
That's a word.
How it used to be.
Hallelujah.
Won't he do it?
Preach it. So, Nashumba, you go have. Nashumba needs to go to the altar.
Nashumba needs to listen to Tony. Go.
Well, here's the thing is that. I'm not about to blow. But here's the thing. Like, I feel like you can't push someone to go to college. You can't push someone, you can't tell someone what to do with their life.
Right.
And you also can't tell another parent how to raise their child.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know that child.
Mm-hmm.
That child didn't come out of you.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You're not with that child from day to day. So for some people, you know, they need a break.
Yes.
Like you did.
Like me.
You took some time off of me. I had already had it in the frame of mind that once I graduate, I'm going to college, I got to get to LA. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I did that. Mm. And really, honestly, college was not for me. Mm. What I didn't like was I enjoyed school and my extracurricular activities, which were like choreographing the dance team and being the mascot and all that. But school for me, I just felt like teachers didn't do it for me. Like I felt like you were just kind of read these chapters and I'm like, but the tests don't. Oh, okay. So
right.
I
get that.
Yeah. So yeah. That's how it was for me. But I got my degree along with a new friend named Sally Mae.
Oh, right. And she ain't never leaving your side, huh? She is a lifelong partner.
You think Nationwide is on your side? Try having Sally Mae.
Right. She's evil. You know what's crazy is I always say, like, how they can hack in and, like, release all these, like, crazy movies and these multi-million-dollar movies and, like, China's fighting with America and all these things.
Need somebody to hack on our side.
People can hack into bank accounts. Like, why the hell has no one thought about hacking into Sally Mae and wiping out
everybody's?
Yeah.
I
say that all the time.
I wouldn't say nothing.
You wouldn't complain, right?
I would sit here just like this.
That would be dope.
And if Jesus never had so many people thank his name, oh my gosh.
How many folks will be praise dancing out in the street?
It would be roars of praising.
Can you imagine going to the mailbox and be like, oh, here come this. Zip. Ha.
Yeah.
You would call them and be like, hey, thank you.
Right. And then it would be on the news. But yeah. What if they lose out on that money? They're not, I mean, Sally Mae, she's not going to die.
Okay, so random question. Do you think the people that work at Sally Mae has a Sally Mae debt?
Yeah. Are you crazy?
Let me tell you, I wouldn't be working at Sally Mae if I had, come on.
You owe her. She's taking your paycheck.
Let me tell you, if I was working at Sally Mae and I had a Sally Mae debt, trust and believe, I would figure out and be like,
Do y'all gotta to pay for school? You know how some jobs pay for your school?
Yeah.
Sally, can you pay for my school?
For real.
And if they said I'd be like, really? Because y'all got about 100 million thousand people that owe y'all. And
more than
y'all,
that.
For sure you can pay
exactly.
for something.
Exactly. More
Let
than
alone
that.
Me? Come on. Here you go.
Especially people that are going like to be doctors and lawyers and stuff.
Yes.
Like they have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Sally Mae bills.
So that we can get back on track, I'm going to say this last thing. But you know what someone told me when I was like, ooh, I can't make this payment. You know what she said? Go back to school.
So then you can owe her more money.
Well, no, mm-hmm. That's the answer. You continue
evil.
To defer. You stay
really?
In school for the entire rest of your life.
Well,
I should have said I'm in the school of life.
Sally, but
yo, that was a nugget. I hope somebody picked that up. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You guys are so beautiful. Well, welcome back to the show. So how do you guys feel about Kayla saying, you know what, I just want to go to community college. I don't really want to do anything. Like, I just want to dance right now. I'm going to help out the dance at the dollhouse. I'm just going to, you know, take a break. Do you feel like she's selling herself short?
Nope.
If she says she has a dream, if she says, I want to be a business owner, I want to own my own dance studio, I want to teach dance, I want to be a teacher, I want to do all of this stuff, like basically
right.
follow in Miss Diana's footsteps. Do you think with her saying, oh, I just want to go to community college?
No, my thing is this. She's going to get some school.
Mm-hmm.
She can go and take her core classes that can easily be transferred to a bigger university or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that then when she goes to that school, she may already figure out, okay, this is what I want to do in life. So
mm-hmm.
these are the degree or degrees I'm going to need.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's been going to school. So she has those core classes out of the way. Now she can really get into her majors.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. In addition to the fact that let's get back to the actual subject at hand, which this is her life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She can do whatever it is that she wants to do. And if that's what she feels like, you know, everybody is listening to their intuition as they go on with life. And
mm-hmm.
if Kayla is saying, I don't want to go to a 4-year college right now. Let me do some you know, she's taking pressure off of herself as she explores this world of choreography and explores the world of like having the studio and, you know, running that business as well. Like she's like, I'll go to school in addition to this, but
right.
let that girl live. You know yeah. what I mean? So I'm all about that, whatever her decision is.
Yeah, good, good. Yeah, yeah. I agree. I think college isn't for everyone, and debt's not for anyone.
Debt is definitely not for me.
And now more than ever, and I will never knock college. I will never knock it. No. But now more than ever, so many people can succeed without it.
Yes.
You know, so it's not like one of those things. Back in the day, you had to go to college. You had to get a 4-year degree or a master's or whatever. You know, it's just not the same times anymore.
Yeah, I agree. And you're just basically your whole life is paying off the money that you that you spent to go to college. So unless you hit the lottery, that's the only way
I pray for that all the time. Every time I go to 7-Eleven and I get one of those lotto tickets, I look at it and I say, Lord Jesus, please let this be the ticket.
So do I.
And I'm not even asking for the full amount that they're giving away. Mm-mm. I'm just asking for the amount.
Like, you'll that would be in the pool with like 10 other people, right? You
Come
won't
on,
mind
just a
about
portion.
That.
Just give me
just
a portion.
Just a portion. Just a
sprinkle,
little bit.
Lord.
Just, you know, just enough to cover taxes and what I need to get out of debt. That's all. That's not asking for too much. You know, somebody has what I need. And they treat it like $2. Like, I would treat $2. They treat it like $2. Send that check to me.
Right.
After See, look, TV, now care you're, of Tone T.
Look, now you want a check. We all want a check.
Yes.
Give us a check,
Ain't
somebody.
Ain't nothing wrong with no check.
Mail us a check. We need a check. Check that. Check 1-2. So,
I want a check 1-2. Turn my mic up.
Turn my mic up. Just a little bit louder. So, this week, again, we see Cameron and Michaela battling out for the captain.
They touch. Title. No touching. No touching during the battle.
So,
no touching.
That made me so uncomfortable.
It did?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
it was threatening to
Michaela's,
me.
Was it?
Yeah. Michaela's made me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But Cameron's not so much. When she went back at her and went, I was like, I'll take that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She should have. Yeah. I mean, she definitely should have.
Well, I think she had to do that at that point.
It didn't make me uncomfortable because I know that they're friends and, you know, their faces were all friendly and everything like that. But in a real battle, ever in your life.
Don't you put your hands.
And that ruffled her hair.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
That's why it made me uncomfortable. I was just like, I feel like there's a certain line that you shouldn't cross. And even if you're friends or not, you shouldn't touch, especially when it comes to battling. Because for me, when I'm like competing or like basketball or whatever, like whatever I want to do, if I'm playing against my sister, you're not my sister right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you are my enemy.
And that's true.
Not like I'm going to try and purposely hurt you or do anything against you, but I'm coming for your blood.
You know, one of the best things, because I used to dance battle, like, at recess time.
Okay, okay.
Nutrition time.
Okay, so you were doing the butterfly.
Not nutrition time.
At nutrition, I sure
did.
So
she only had 15
minutes.
So we
had our squad. It was kind of like a cypher, but it was for dancing, right? And so the dopest move that you could ever do was at the very end, get right up in their face like you were going to touch them, but then you don't.
Oh, like buck in their face?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So that to me is, that's what that competition is all about. Like, oh, I'm about to, but nah. I'm just kind of let you off.
Like, you ain't worth it. Yeah.
That was enough. Like, feel my sweat. Like, you know, and so you don't touch anybody. You know, so I definitely agree with that, and that goes against the rules because, you know, it's just unnecessary.
Yeah. Right. So, both of them did a great job. I did see, which was interesting, as we always say, Cameron never brings out, like, that anger or that, not anger, but that aggressive passion that she should show when she's dancing, especially battling. She's very, like, a polite dancer.
Mm-hmm. And she is.
And so, this week, I think with touching her kind of made her feel like, okay, girlfriend, friend or not, I'm going
to
bring it.
She still had that little, that smile like, you're my friend, though, but I'm about to give it to you.
Yeah.
And the smile bothers me. I've always said this about Cameron. I think she is adorable. I think she's super talented, and we can get into another part of Cameron later. But as I watch her compete for the Captain of the Week, I'm just like, girl, take the smile away.
This is what? 5 episodes in, you've battled every week for the freaking thing, and you've only gotten it twice.
Yeah, but good for her that she got a little bit of aggression in her this time, and she made captain. I mean, great.
Do you guys think that her mother has a lot to do with it? Because her mom was a cheerleader and her mom loves that whole, this whole lifestyle. And do you think she's pushing her in a direction that she may not want to go, or she's doing too much with her? Because every 5 seconds, Mimi's always like, oh, well, I did this and I, and Cameron's the best. Cameron can never do any wrong.
It is the classic mother. You got that from me.
Okay.
Without really saying that. Okay. My mom will tell you, you know, he dances. He got that from me. That's what that
but
is.
But I'm going to say this, and I have to give Mimi some credit, because one episode, and I can't remember which one.
Why?
When, because I just can't, Tony. I'm just kidding. So, remember shoulder. The one time that remember when Cameron cried?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were driving home? Uh-huh. I liked the way that Mimi talked to her. Mm-hmm. I liked how she talked to Cameron. And it wasn't about Mimi. It was all about, well, how do you feel? And why didn't you do, you know, your very best? Do you think you can do better? You know, mm-hmm. So that, and that was driving home. And I know the cameras were there. So, you know, she could be putting on at any time. We don't know. But I just enjoy seeing her as a mom talk to her daughter that way. Mm. So I have to believe that this is the way that she talks to her all the time, and that she's not in her face, and that she's not like, you know, it's not about Mimi.
Right, right.
And that she's just being supportive of her daughter.
Yeah, Cameron does seem like she has a good head on her shoulders, and she mm-hmm. seems like a very respectful girl. And,
yeah.
You know, she seems like she knows that she does want to be a dancer. I was just wondering if you guys thought maybe her mother was a little bit too much on her.
No.
Okay. No. All right, well, you let's must, talk about...
You, I mean, you got something well, you want to say?
Sometimes I just feel like she's a little, like... She's trying to live through her daughter. And so sometimes she, like,
don't
doesn't...
Don't some parents do that?
No, a lot of parents do that.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, and you know, I got to throw my mommyhood in there real quick. I mean,
do
I don't
do live through
I do not live through my daughters, but here's the difference and probably how you'll be able to decipher the difference. Most parents, when you see what your kids are capable of and you know what they're capable of, then there goes that push. It's not like, I do it because this is what I wanted to do back in the day. It's not that. There's a difference. Selena wants to live through her daughters.
Right.
You could tell that when I see them, I'm like, uh-uh. And I push them because I'm like, I know you can do better.
I've seen you do it.
Yes. Yeah. So there's a difference.
Yeah. That's a good point.
She did it. She did that.
Yeah.
You know what, Robin? You need to do a parenting 101.
I should. It's a great idea.
Start with what?
So start with English.
I don't have any kids.
Who said you had to have kids?
Well, I'm just saying. Like, why do you mean start with English? I don't have any kids to teach right now. Shade. Anyway,
no shade.
Talk about shade. Let's get into this shady little man like I have on our show. We had another shady man, Mr. McCoy, the real McCoy, getting in, which was a contrived scene. It was so random, like we always see with Neva. Like, it's that one scene where Miss Diana's hair is beat, her outfit's on, she's already rollers, bandana out mm-hmm. of her hair, like everything, just strutting down by herself. And then it's like, Miss Diana, huh? Oh, it's you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, mm-hmm. battle of the words. And it's like, how'd you guys just randomly see each other? Like,
it happens every single episode.
Yeah.
Miss Diana just happens to be walking somewhere. She happens to be out. And they need to take that scene out.
Yeah.
They need to.
Yeah.
Or they need to let it happen organically.
Yeah, let it happen organically. Because obviously, these coaches naturally don't like each other because they're two major teams coming for each other mm-hmm. on the field.
I don't know if there's dislike. You're taken back when you know you can feel that someone's coming for you and you mm-hmm. didn't send for them.
True.
And I think that's what it was. She might have been strolling about her way. Maybe she had just took out her rollers and just, you know, she letting them breathe or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he comes up like, just, it's like, back up.
But it kind of like set them up for that
yeah,
scene.
Yeah. No,
it wasn't natural at all.
No, and it never is.
It always
she
happens.
She just comes out the
like
room
Neva,
walking in the hallway.
Can I talk to you, Miss Diana?
Yeah.
I'm too busy.
So, yeah, once again, they need to take that scene on out.
They do.
They need to take that on out.
No, not take it out. Just don't do it no more.
Well, they just live in life.
On lifetime. So, after that, we get into the battles. Mm-hmm. And starts off with the formation, the field show.
Not impressed with most of them.
I didn't really like them either.
Mm-mm.
I don't think that they were ready. I think these girls aren't used to that. Like, these, like, people that are doing field shows for football and stuff, they practice weeks and weeks and weeks on end. Like, it is, like, long time. Like, all, like, I remember my brother was in the marching band. He would practice all summer. Like, he would have to be out there in the
band camp,
in the heat.
The heat.
Yes.
And then you have school pictures afterwards, and you looking like an X-ray.
What's an X-ray? What's an X-ray? Do you know what an X-ray is, Robin?
I don't.
How y'all don't know what an X-ray is?
I don't know.
Like, what? A real live X-ray? Like an X-ray?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, you see through X-ray?
Yeah.
Okay. You look like,
why? Because you're sweaty and stuff?
No, because I'm black.
I get it.
How do you channel this?
Because you, like, where did you get that from?
Where do I get all of my wittiness from? My mama.
While you're lounging.
You tried
lounging
it.
With Tony.
Tried it.
So, yeah, I don't think any of the teams were ready, but what I did really appreciate with these other teams is they had some big girls out there on the
floor. That's right. Go big girl, what you gonna
do? Getting
down. But this is what I'm have to say about the big girls.
Okay.
Okay. So I love when the big girls get out there and they represent for us because, you know, pop it. I'll be there.
Mm, right.
Doing it. Okay. So, but this is my tip for the big girls.
What?
If you when you stop, don't be like fixing yourself like
uncomfortably.
You need to work, like, own exactly what you look like. Mm-hmm. If you got a Murphy, if your shirt is up, if whatever, you need to stand and pause like that.
I'm not doing that. And when I stand up and I have a second.
Shift.
No, but there's a difference. You see that confidence and how you, like, so it's pretty much all about the confidence.
Okay. If they have to do it, they need to not do it like, oh, I'm frumpy.
Like, this is, yeah, like, I just, oops. You know, not that.
So don't do it like this. Don't be like, just be like.
don't make any excuses. Be unapologetic for your bigness.
Right.
Own it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So you stand there. If it's popping up like this, that's what I'm saying. It's about the confidence. You know, that look.
So what do? They just pop it back in place.
Yeah, and then, like, when you're done,
right.
you pull your Murphy out or something.
You do everything with the attitude.
You pull that Murphy out like,
What's a Murphy?
You don't know what a
Murphy
is?
Like,
oh,
a wedgie.
Oh, I hate the word wedgie, so we call it a Murphy.
Why Murphy?
I don't know why.
I've heard Murphy and wedgie, too.
Who's Murphy?
Who is Murphy? I just don't know.
This little creature that makes your pants go up in your butt crack.
Yeah.
Oh, Murphy's hungry. I get it.
Yeah, Murphy's hungry.
No, never knew that. I don't like the wedgie word. I don't like the wedgie word. So yes, you pull that Murphy like,
and you snap
with
it.
With confidence.
Right.
Big girl.
Right.
So yes, own it, big girl.
Wait, if you pull a Murphy out, do not snap because that looks a little too much like.
Hey, that's good too. You know,
shade.
Murphy nasty for you. That's borderline nasty, but y'all get what I'm saying.
I'm not here for that.
Okay, well, then you go over there with it, Tony. Because, you know, I'm speaking for us. Ladies, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Because Tony's probably never had one of those.
And he don't know nothing about that. He ain't got no rolls.
He ain't got no, not a nan,
you know. Roll or muffin top or nothing.
Tony eats kale all day.
You's a lie. I don't even know what kale is. Kale is like a plant that you can buy at Lowe's, and I'm not there for that. You can find me at the nearest drive-thru, Popeye's, KFC, Wendy's, and whatever else delivers. Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Domino's. I'm there for that.
Speed dial.
You're there for that.
On speed dial.
For a salad, though, right? Since you've been on your fitness.
Ain't nobody trying to get no salad. Lettuce, half food.
I like the big girls though. Yeah. The general consensus is that we like the big girls.
Yes, yes, they were doing it. They were rocking. Yeah. If you have to shift with confidence. But
yes.
Yeah. So I really appreciated that. So, like we said, I don't think any of the teams were like, wow.
No.
Yeah. Like, a lot of them were off. A lot of them were like, okay, you know. And the thing I can admit that the Dolls intro was way too long.
Yeah.
Like, I understand, like, you want to have the big, wow, it's like a 200. Maybe you should cut it down. Because having everyone march out, it just takes so much time.
Making an entrance.
Yeah, they made a statement when they came out. And I liked the statement that it was just like, whoa.
It's a fail show. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, but they only had a certain amount of time.
And then there was a shot where they were just standing there, boom, but like this. You know, and it was like, okay.
I feel like this. And going back to my marching band days, you had that time. Like, they didn't just say, okay, you're up next, and everybody ran out on the field mm-hmm. and got in their place. Like, it's presentation.
Yeah.
It's an entrance. You come in, you guys are all together, you hit your marks, you stand there until the last person is set. And then it's ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, boom. We ready for our show.
But you know what? They didn't know they were doing marching band. That wasn't what it was. It was just they were supposed to battle on the field. So,
yeah, in addition to that, you should know your timing. And I get there were a lot of things that came into play, like the weather. They couldn't, you know, rehearse a lot out there. Mm. But, you know, like you said, cut down the members or whatever, you know, but just taking that long. Yeah, and I agree. You wait until everybody comes out there. And it looked good.
Yeah, it looked good.
It looked really good, but it was just too long.
I just feel like it's not a part of the actual, like, routine.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
But they probably did count it because that's their routine. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't know that they're bringing a marching band. So it's not like,
oh. You didn't know. You heard it.
No, but I'm saying, like.
Of course I remember the words. Like, I wrote it.
Okay. But listen. I really did like, though, that we heard the real song. Like, that was the first time we've heard the real song.
Yeah.
Like, what? But actually, I didn't know what song it was. Did you guys know what song it was?
Mm-mm.
I wish it was a song we could recognize. But it was, like, weird to hear, like, oh, you're actually dancing, like, on beat to a song that, or a beat,
but
you know?
Maybe it's not a song that's out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why they played it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Well, it was nice to see that.
Yes.
So getting into the Sten battle, we had a lot of drama. Much drama.
They count those sets of eight, and it's supposed to be between 18 and 20. Right?
My thing is, like, if you know you can win, who cares how many steps they're taking? You know, like, to me, it's like, I don't like... But I understand, but I don't like, if you know your team is the bomb... Do whatever you guys want to do. Take extra steps.
No.
Because I know.
If a routine is only supposed to be four counts of eight, don't give me five.
I don't really care because my team's going to beat you with the four.
No.
That's how I feel. Like, you guys can cheat because cheaters never win. So
no, rules are rules. That's why rules are in place. Because somebody could do a stand battle that's 10 minutes long, that's acrobatic and doing all this stuff. So you got to set that limit. You got to set that rule. So if the rule is four sets of eight, then guess what you need to be doing? Four sets of eight. You trying to sneak in a fifth, then guess what? You wrong. You disqualified. Go home and have several seats.
I agree.
You think so?
Yeah. It's just like, I mean, let's do what we have to do within these guidelines, within these boundaries. Mm-hmm. I mean, outside of that, it's just like, what are you doing? We're in two different leagues now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I agree to a certain extent. I just feel like to be petty and pointed out, like, so they did this. They need to be disqualified. Like, if you feel like your team did an awesome job, let it go. And so from I get it. From there, it led to the most inappropriate argument on both behalves. I think it made Miss Diana look horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It made, like, it didn't have to get like that. And I understand, like, you're competing and coaches, like, they get serious. We see coaches on the sidelines at football, you know, going crazy, getting kicked out. We see coaches in basketball getting kicked out of the game. Like, it's a natural feeling because you're battling it out for your team.
Yeah.
But as a woman?
Yeah, but.
What?
I gotta be like, that's what I'm saying. I just, Miss Diana, though, like, I get what you're saying. You be a woman, be classy at all times and everything like that. But I kind of have to ride because the fact that she got a little buck, like, with the dude who was getting in her face, I'm like, I would have done the exact same thing.
But I feel
like... she didn't take it there originally. She was just saying, like, you know, she was, like, mouthing off like she always does to anybody. Mm-hmm. She was just like, if, you know... if you, guys would have been in the guidelines. Yeah, yeah. I mean, she was calling
you,
it what it was.
Kind of with your words. Like,
and then, you I thought don't come it was, in and start doing this.
Right, and it was him who was trying to get his shine and thinking that he was going to step to her. And so he was like, right, see, this will get you beat down.
See, you see how you feeling right now? See how
you get
feel
you
right
beat
now?
Down.
See, that's how, see.
That's how Miss Diana felt.
Y'all saw that, ladies and gentlemen? That's how Miss Diana felt.
That's how she felt. That's why I got to ride with her. Like, okay, I would have done the same thing.
But not to the point, to me, if someone's pointing their finger in my face, like, I'm just going to walk away. Like,
she's so nice. You're so nice.
No, it's not about being nice, but what is more important? Me getting kicked out and not being able to coach my girls while we're having a major battle?
It's disrespectful.
But my thing is, as a woman, you're literally about to take off your shoes and want to fight a man because he put his waved his finger in your face.
Do you want
to
mess up your $900 shoes?
But he didn't touch her.
No,
but he didn't touch her.
I guess we come from two different backgrounds.
No, I get it.
Is this disrespectful?
Of course. It's completely disrespectful, but you're also an adult to know, let me walk away because I'm not going to let you do that.
Mm. I mean, there's certain things I'm always say, and I understand when you have children who are there and watching you and you're a role model, I totally get it.
That's what I'm coming from that standpoint.
And I get that, and I agree with that to the most part. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say walk away from situations that you don't have any, or, you know, if you have control over it, walk away, be the bigger person, stuff like that. But I'm always going to say, don't let anybody come for you like that and disrespect you. I'm always going to go for that.
Of course. Yeah, my mom always says, even if they look like they're about to hit you, you just go. Mm-hmm. Just go. Mm-hmm. Because your face is going to be all beat up and they're going to get the first hit. They're going to keep going. You're going to have to get yourself prepared. She's like, just go. And I understand that. If I'm one-on-one with this person, first of all, I'm not about to beat up no man like that. Or try, take off my shoes and beat up a man. Mm-hmm. Second of all, I'm not going to do it in front of my children. Hmm. Like, I just think that
where
was
you're
completely
coming from.
Inappropriate.
I hear where you're coming from, and I respect that. I do. I truly do.
If I was at the club, maybe. And after a few drinks. But
All I can say is that I could have possibly been in the same situation.
What, Tony?
You see, for 2 seconds, you had me fooled.
Why?
Like you don't get crunk like that until you said, unless I'm in the club, and I'm like, there she go.
Because it's not, but I said, not in front of the children. That's the point.
What you gonna do?
Right.
Let me see you run the fence real quick. Let me see. And then get caught?
No, I'm just going to be the bigger person and walk away. Because that's what you're going to have to do sometimes.
Okay.
I'm not going to teach
you. Are there any circumstances that you would allow yourself to go there even if children are around?
No, how about this? Here's a better question. When was the
not
circumstance
if I could
that
walk
you
away
let yourself do that?
Always going to walk away if you can.
If I could walk away, if I can't, and I have to fight you because you've touched me or something, of course I'm going to fight you to the death. But if I have a chance, it's literally over words. I'll cut you with my words and walk away. Like, I don't have time for you to wave your nasty finger in my face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's you acting silly. But I'm not going to, I feel like she had an opportunity to not make herself look like a fool. And she stepped like him, and she crossed that line and made herself look crazy.
I don't know that she necessarily made herself look like a fool. I thought she was very true to herself. This is who Miss Diana is.
Don't disrespect me. You coming at me with nonsense. I'm just trying to let you know that just like you, I'm doing the count, and your counts are off. And therefore, you are not within the rules. Therefore, you need to be disqualified. Now get your finger out my face.
Right. Because that's how it started. That's how it was.
Yeah.
And then he started doing too much. Yeah. And then it was like, oh, don't do that.
You're not going to be calm, cool, and collected when somebody's coming at you. There's a feeling you can feel when somebody's being a bit spicy towards you. Mm-hmm. And you going to have to get a little spicy back. You ain't going to be sitting there talking about, oh, no, it's fine. No, you know what? I'm just going to disengage from you and walk away. You know, you going to be like, excuse you?
Mm-hmm. There's a
fix
point.
Your
but
neck.
There's words. Of course, you can say whatever the hell you want with words, but taking off your shoes and trying to fight a man.
Anybody trying to mess up their shoes?
But why would you even want to take off your shoes and stand on that nasty ground for him anyway?
But she's already done that.
It's a lot easier said than done. But I would totally want, and I still respect where you're coming from completely. But I would see it more as her looking like a fool if she was the one to go up in his face and she was like initiating it. But I don't think that was her.
That wasn't initiated. She got riled up.
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And provoked.
And judging by this conversation, you would too.
What do you mean?
Get riled up.
To a certain degree, but I feel like it doesn't. Shut up, Tony. I'm done talking about this. Why are you nudging Robin?
Because I just wanted her to pay attention to the lies I'm about to.
What do you mean?
Okay, so
what lies?
The lies that you talking about.
What lies am I talking about? I'm not gonna do that. Tony,
I believe you. I told you that's not
unless
even really your character.
Unless someone has really like provoked me or touched me,
there it is.
But not, but waving your finger in my face isn't gonna that's piss a, me off if I can walk
it's
away.
Not, it's not gonna piss you off, but there's gonna be something that does. There's gonna be a button that does. That's
of
not gonna
course,
make sense to anybody else.
Of course, but not. It's gonna be a level I'm not of gonna try to fight. Mm. Also, a man who is probably gonna run rings around me because. Unless he's already hit me, of course I'm going to hit you back because that's what a natural instinct is. But I don't feel like I need to, because you're waving your finger in my face and that's provoking. He did that on purpose. So for me, it's like, I know your silly game that you're trying to do. Hmm. I'm one step ahead of you. I'm not going to put myself in the same space that you are because you look like a fool waving your finger in a woman's face by provoking me. Mm-hmm. So why would I step outside of myself, try to take off my shoes, and try to get in your face when because you did the same thing to me? Be the bigger person and walk away.
I just don't know if I believe this calm, cool, collected English.
In front of children and being a representation, and I really do think the reason why they got second place is because of their behavior, the way that she was acting. I don't think that, I just felt like out of all the field show, they should have won and they got second
so
place.
So they got second with her reacting like that, but granted the other guy first for acting the same way?
I think that, I don't know, maybe because I know, not know Miss Diana, but I feel like she is a role model to a lot of people.
So he's not a role model?
No, no one knows him.
I believe what she said. I believe that when she, at the end, when she said she ran into some of the judges and they said their intro was long, so they got docked for it. Mm-hmm. I believe that that's why they got second place. I don't think that it was because of their behavior. Miss Diana is who she is. We know who she is. She will get booked with a kid, with a mom, with the dude, whomever. That's what right. She said. She was like, it don't matter who you are. You're not going to put your hand in my face. I'm very much the same way. Mm-hmm. I don't care who it is. Like, we will be rumbling. I mean, I might get roughed up, but we will be rumbling if you come at me the way that that guy came at her. I'm not saying that, I'm not excusing it. I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying a natural behavior mm-hmm. because it's way easier said than done when you're in that situation. Now, mm-hmm. looking at it, it might be, you can totally depict it and say, you're wrong right there. This is what you should have done. It's so easy to say that. And I could do that as well. But I'm talking about being in the situation. I just have to say, like, you know, she just did what I think that anybody would have done. Now, and Tony made a good point. You would have, you know, somebody putting their hand in your face is not your button. It's a lot of other people's button. It's a button for me. But maybe...
As proven earlier.
Okay, right. Because I was about to take off. No, just playing. I wasn't. I wasn't.
You weren't about to
but
take
it
off
could
nowhere.
It could be anything for you. Something your button may not be my button. You get what I'm saying? So, I mean, I know we could all
lessons
agree to
of life
disagree.
On Lifetime.
This is a good topic.
It is
on Lifetime
because everyone handles things differently and everyone sees things differently, and it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. But ultimately, I'm glad that they didn't have to put hands on each other and
put
that
them paws on
up.
Each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would not have been good. Then he would have been a certified punk. He's already a punk to me, but
he was already figured out.
Like you a,
he is
not
a punk.
That kind of punk, but a punk.
What else happened on the show?
Well,
fix that neck.
Well, what do you mean?
Fix that neck. That neck got a little too cockeyed.
I like your gold
cock-eyed.
Bandana.
Thank you. What
makes
else happened on the
shine.
Show? Thank you. Nothing else happened after that. That was like a big part of the, you know, episode. The only thing is that what else happened was the Dolls won second place in the field show.
Well, let's talk about the battle before we get to the
winning captain
or the
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, bless you. Yeah.
Okay.
The captain dance
the
off.
The captain battle.
Because I have to say, I never spoke out loud as I did when Cameron started dancing.
Okay.
Were you like, yeah, get
I was.
Get
I was.
Well, compared to the other girl.
Well,
the
I was, this was
doing?
My thing. I saw Cameron take off the smile. She did a little bit of like, you know, cutesy stuff. But she took it off and Cameron came with it. And I my respect level went up for her so much more when it comes to dancing. She actually showed me, because I know, we all know Cameron can dance, clearly, but she showed me, like, she got with it. And it was so cute, and it was so appropriate, and it was unlike the other girl. I was just speaking out loud. I was really proud of her.
Yeah, Cameron really was just like, that's all you got?
Watch this.
Got him as Diana.
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
I just don't understand how that girl on the other team was the captain. And I understand, like, their street, like, she was definitely doing more, like, street, you know, dancing, like, you know, like, bring
what
it.
What was that?
Like, like, bring it.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah, like, after she was doing it, like, after all her, like, she was, it was more like pop locking. I don't know what the hell she was doing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like,
she was doing the dump and the gin.
It wasn't like, hey, this is like life or death situation, which it was. Like, you're getting a second chance.
You got one shot.
You have one shot, second chance. If you think about, like, I don't know if you ever played sports and it's like, okay, this is a buzzer. You have opportunity to make this three-pointer. Go for it or let it go. Yes. You know? Why wouldn't you go for it?
Yeah, especially because this is the tiebreaker. This is it. You know,
That's how she was
like,
going
don't
for
you,
it.
Like, don't Could you be. Think that they have, like, a hidden dance in their back pocket? Like,
you would
this
think.
Is the battle I'm keeping for that one special moment whenever I need. It's like, you know, someone has a gun in their closet in case they got to shoot somebody breaking in their house.
Not See, coming to your house.
English. I Boom. Look at English.
But I'm just saying. Not coming to but your I'm house. Just saying. You know what I mean? Like,
I
you have a
it.
Secret weapon.
Yeah.
And
I get it.
What did she bring? It was like, I don't
Maybe
I
she
don't
thought
even
that was
want to keep
weapon.
Going on and on about it, but she was horrible.
Maybe that was her weapon.
Yeah. I couldn't get with it. I was just like, this is not real.
Yeah.
This
so that's why. And that, I think, is why it stood out even more when Cameron started dancing, because she really, really brought it.
She did. Yeah. Very proud of her. Yeah. So, big ups to the dolls for winning first place in the stand battle part two. and congratulations to the LCDC team for winning field show.
They shouldn't have. I'm so sorry, but the dolls were, that was a show. And they were all on point and baffled. They should have been first.
But if rules are rules, but if rules are rules, then it makes sense to why they got docked for and got second place.
Coming from somebody who studied the rules, Miss Diana, and she didn't know about the intro.
But that's why she wasn't mad. Well, no, you're right about that. You're right. Yeah, she should have had them.
She should have known about the intro.
You're absolutely right.
But either way, overlook it.
Yo, they walked away with second place.
Right. I'm like, hold on here now. Okay, so
you mean tell me they docked them 2 points for that, and then you go give them for each minute?
No, each judge. Docked them.
They were only separated by 2 points.
Oh,
yeah. So it's like if I had a
maybe they docked
them 100.
Like half a point.
Well, maybe two of the judges said yes and two said no, or and all of them went in favor for the other team.
Who knows?
Yeah.
M-E-S-S.
Mess. Yes. Hmm. Well, do you have any messy news and gossip for us?
AfterBuzz TV News.
No.
You have no news and gossip?
I have news and gossip.
Okay. On the show or on yourself?
No, why would I have some on myself?
I mean, who knows, Robin Ayers? You all, you know, doing things big up and stuff. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, Tony. But
listen, you're living life.
I really am living life on Lifetime.
Yeah.
That's real. That part, that right there is really real.
That's true.
What I will say is that we will have Miss Diana call in. She's already agreed to call back in. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there is some news and gossip that she wants to contribute or talk about. So, you guys stay tuned for that. I'm really excited about it.
Yes, we miss her. We had her on last, or part A, so I think we're well overdue for part B to have her on.
We should
on.
Get her to Skype in.
That would be great.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, that would be
Tell
great.
Tell her to have her hair on fleek.
Yeah.
Get ready.
That hair is
and
always
that
on
makeup
fleek.
Makeup popping.
Look
like,
on Instagram. She always on fleek.
Mm-hmm. With them curls, those newly taken out curls.
Tight curls.
Yeah. She lets them fall naturally. She don't comb it out.
Mm-mm. That's them curls. She got to sleep like this.
Have you ever done that, English?
Yes.
Oh, many a time.
Why you didn't
like
ask
my
me?
Hair. Because you don't.
There was a time where I had hair.
Oh, for real?
See,
did
how
you
long?
Like that?
I was in middle school through sophomore year. I had braids.
Really? Oh, for real? Mm-hmm. But you didn't have to sleep like that, though.
But when they were freshly done, did you sleep like that? Mm.
Shut up, Tony. Did you pat them?
Like this?
When they were itching?
I do that now. I do that now. Whenever I get a little itch, you just...
Ooh, y'all heard that, too?
Keep it going. Keep it going.
You guys are great.
You are great, because we most of the show was not spent on the actual show, so thank you for keeping in and yes. being entertained.
We just go on all these rants yeah. of just everything.
Because English is just wrong, and we just got to settle right.
I don't know where that came from.
I'm Tony Speaks.
Yeah.
Tony Speaks and English Speaks.
Yeah. English, you know I love you.
I know you do. And I you love too, you guys Robin. Too. I love you too.
Ooh, that's not real fake. Thank y'all so much for tuning in.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys go on iTunes. Give our show 5 stars. Let us know what you think. Let us know how much shade Tony throws. Let us know how beautiful Robin is each week. And
well,
also,
I gotta throw shade.
Because that's your middle name. Tony Shade. What's your last name again?
Tried it.
What's his name? Tony Moore. Tony Shade Moore.
But we love Shady Tony, Moore. And it would not be the same without Tony right. or English.
Right.
Where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram at Pink English, as well as on Twitter, English Speaks. It's Ooh. Been a pleasure. What? Oh,
I got to make sure when I'm on the right thing, I do the right name.
Why?
You guys can find me at Robin Ayers on all social media. Also, check out my website. It's robinayers.com.
And you guys can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony. Oh, and hey, check out my website, loungingwithtony.com. And follow me on Periscope.
Right.
Ooh, Periscope.
And guess what? Can't wait to see you guys next week. It has been a wonderful time.
Yes, it has.
Signing out here from sunny California.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.